Thank you, John. And thank you, Olive. And thank you all for holding that space. So today we mark 100 years of human history. We remember and we tell stories. I never knew my grandfather, George Coghill. He died just before World War II began from MS. But I can hold his diary in my hand. I can see his script. I can smile at his humor. And I can conjure up his presence. Human history are the stories that we tell each other. From the campfires and caves and forests to the libraries, the great libraries of books around the world, ancient and modern. The human story, though, is not separate from the universe story. We can't disconnect that human story from the other, for the creation of the universe is our beginning too. From the book titled The Universe Story, From the Primordial Flaring Forth to the Echozoic Era, A Celebration of the Unfolding of the Cosmos, by Brian Swim and Thomas Berry, I quote, 15 billion years ago, a spark, and in a great flash, the universe flared forth into being. Thick with its power, the universe billowed out in every direction so that the elementary particles could stabilize, enabling the first atomic beings of hydrogen and helium to merge. After a million turbulent years, the frenzied particles calmed themselves just enough for the primeval fireball to dissolve into a great scattering. A billion years of uninterrupted night enabled the universe to prepare itself for its next macrocosmic transfiguration. In the depths of its silence, the universe shuddered. Shuddered with the immense creativity necessary to fashion galaxies. 100 million galaxies, including our own galaxy, the Milky Way. On Earth, due to the balance of its own internal dynamics and its position in the structure of the solar system, matter existed as solid, liquid, and gas, and flowed from one form to another to provide an incessantly creative chemical womb, from which Aries, the first living cell, arose 4 billion years ago. Gathering hydrogen from the oceans, the cells released oxygen into the Earth's system, creating a new explosive power, pushing the Earth's system to an extremely unstable condition. But out of this crisis, threatening the very viability of the living planet, there arose a new and radically advanced being, the first eukaryotic cell, fully capable of shaping oxygen's dangerous energy for its own purposes, and thus seething with this new creativity. End quote. The story of the creation of the universe includes both failures and successes that evolved out of powerful and even dangerous forces that had the capacity to destroy as well as create. And there were times in our universe story when total destruction came very close. And then we wouldn't be here today. Creativity is the spark at the center of the story. In the universe story, creation has elements of danger, violence, destruction, competition. Creation also has elements of pressure and growth and birth. All of these elements also show up in the human story. We humans are not always gentle, nor thoughtful, nor peaceful. 5,500 years ago, our early ancestors lived in chronic warfare. From the Chang Dynasty of 1525 BCE, before the Common Era, to the Roman Empire of 500 BCE, humans fought for land and power to rule it. From Alexander the Great to Genghis Khan, from the World War I to the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, humans have battled each other for dominance, for power and control. We are a violent species. And we are a peace-loving species. We destroy beauty all around us, and we create beauty all around us. We have within us the capacity for destruction and the capacity for creation. Sometimes there is destruction in the process of that creation. Sometimes out of destruction comes creation of something brand new. In nature, there is the seasonal ending of vegetation in the winter that renews and regrows in the spring. In the marketplace, old technologies die and new ones emerge. There is the Amazon effect, where online shopping expands in popularity while the effect on smaller businesses is that they die out. Think about the videotape and the demise of Blockbuster, when Netflix begins to grow like a virus. Think about what rose out of the destruction of the First World War. The rise of women, for one. Before the war, the suffragette movement was relatively small and struggling. The war destroyed those social norms and became an opportunity for women to step into traditionally male jobs, technical jobs, leadership and business type jobs. The war changed the standards of society, and women saw the beginning of their potential reflected back. The war changed the standards of society, and women saw their potential. Women won the right to vote in Canada in 1917, in Britain in 1918, and in the US in 1920, all in and around the First World War and the ending of the First World War. Another creation that came out of that war was the ideal of international cooperation, a brand new idea, and the League of Nations, which was the forerunner of the United Nations, which rose out of the ashes of the next great war. And we see this as the human spirit rising out of the ashes of destruction to seek the rebalancing of suffering with hope, death with new life. Out of destruction comes creativity, the will to begin again and to make the world a better place. I think we need to be careful that we don't deny one for the other, thinking creation is all good and destruction is all bad, or that we are all good or all bad, all greedy or all generous. The truth is nature expresses herself through both creation and destruction, and we humans have that capacity as well. Yes, we may have the capacity for both, but capacity doesn't mean we don't have choice. We have the challenge, the pressure, and the responsibility to make those decisions every day, to act from our capacity for destruction or from creation. Now, some would say that we humans need the restraints of moral judgment, religion, or civil laws to prevent us from acting on or from those destructive tendencies. Others would say we need more love as children, better social supports like schools and universal health care to prevent the pressure building and being acted upon. I think we need to know that we have the capacity and be responsible for it. When we don't, when we bury our destructive tendencies and pretend we are not powerless, angry, scared, these aspects of our human experience get pushed away into our unconsciousness and we lose access to that part of our awareness. And when we lose access to parts of ourselves, we are most likely or more likely to act unconsciously. Some human beings live their lives from a conscious understanding that peace between nations and peace between people, between families, is possible. And they choose to create their lives from that understanding. Some people think that peace within each one of us is the place to start and practice peace in all their relations. Some people choose to bring thoughtfulness and compassion to all their words and actions. And this, too, is the universe creating itself. I'm just talking about being aware. Being aware of who we are, being aware of where we are, being aware of being part of the universe. I do think we do ourselves great harm and are creating our own destruction through great unconscious destructiveness, because we are living as if we are not part of the universe, not part of the earth, not part of the cycles of death and rebirth. We hold the spark of the universe in our beings, literally in our bodies. We are each capable of gaining access to that spark and becoming creative, aware, self-aware beings. We access that creative spark when we paint or bake or garden, when we write a poem or choreograph a dance, when we have sex and create new life. I believe the creative energies of the universe are active and interactive. They require energy and intention. The spark is a verb. It is action. We are the universe creating itself. Our bodies are formed by the carbon molecules that originated at the beginning of the universe. We are the universe in human form. My hands, your hands, are the universe reaching out and touching you. How cool is that? These eyes, made by the stuff of stars, are looking out at you as you look out at me. I am and you are the eyes of the universe looking out at what we are, at what we have created. Shift your focus now, and as you look out from your eyes, seeing this room and these people Imagine that you are the universe looking out at itself. This breath you take is the universe breathing. We are not separate. Therefore, every thought and every decision we make is also the universe thinking and deciding in this great ongoing creative process as evolution and as transformation. We are not separate. Could it be then that in these cataclysmic times, when it seems from all accounts we humans have finally managed to put ourselves on the edge of destroying all that supports our lives here on Earth, could it be possible that the pressure from annihilation is also building the pressure necessary to unleash an unbefore imagined level of creativity? There is evidence that this might be so. Evidence actually in the story of the creation of the universe that you heard earlier. When out of the pressures of life evolving, a new cell was created. Under just the right circumstances, a cell that took life on Earth to the very next level of unimagined creativity. We are co-creators in the dynamic dance between destruction and creativity. So maybe. Thank you for your attention.